Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, congratulations on being inducted to the BSU Athletic Hall of Fame. What does this mean for you personally?
Well, thanks, Kelly. It's just a very proud moment. It's very humbling, you know, to get this honor, something you'd certainly never expect. And, you know, like I said at the ceremony, you know, I'm here on the shoulders of a lot of great teammates. And obviously you played for a great coach, and you know, he's a guy that's still a mentor, still a role model, still somebody I look up to, and it was just a privilege playing for him. And all 4 years, I just had a great group of guys, great teammates, and like I said, it's on their shoulders that I was accepting that, no question.
Getting the opportunity to coach BSU women's hockey, I'm sure being part of Beaver hockey made that an easy choice to make to come back to Bemidji State, didn't it?
Oh, no question. You know, once a Beaver, always a Beaver, right, Kelly? And just, yeah, no question, this to have this opportunity to come back and coach this team is really a dream job. I mean, just to have this opportunity to coach at this level and at this school, it's, you know, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Yesterday, your team gave the Minnesota Gophers fits, the number two team in the country, and obviously there was a lot on the line going into yesterday's game. Home ice was one of them. Now that that 3-2 loss yesterday pretty much solidified that you will be heading on the road in the first round of the playoffs. But looking back at yesterday's game, you couldn't have asked for a better effort from your team, could you have?
No, we couldn't have. And, you know, it was one of the most disappointed locker rooms that I've been in after a game all year. And that, I think that just speaks to you know, how much they care, how much they wanted that this opportunity. I mean, we were that close, and it was something that we made a goal. And you know, like I said, going into the last weekend to have that was tremendous. And to play that well and get that close, you know, no question, it was tough. But I told them I was going to be more proud of their effort and their performance. And you know, we know Minnesota's a great team. They're gonna put a lot of shots on net. They're gonna create chances. But I thought the shot totals maybe didn't look like it. But I thought we certainly had a lot of really good opportunities ourselves. You know, we had opportunity maybe to be even up by more than one after the first. We could have been down by more than one after the second. It was that type of game. But, you know, Tugi makes a great play, and we tied up. And from that point on, it's anybody's game. But, you know, credit Minnesota. They found a way to make a play at the end, and they got the win.
Going into yesterday's game, I know you always set goals for what you want your team to accomplish. I know usually one of those is to get that first goal. You go into the first intermission with that 1-0 lead. How confident were you in this Beaver team?
Well, it's you know, scoring first is always, I think, is always key. I mean, you look around the league, you look at what St. Cloud did down at Wisconsin. You know, they had a 1-0 lead till the very end, and then got a second goal on an empty net and hung on a 1-2-1. So that in this league, if you can score first, that's huge. And you know, to sort of have that lead going into the first intermission was certainly important. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of hockey left, and you know, things can happen. And again, you got to credit Minnesota. I thought they changed the way they went about things in the second period. It was almost as if they made a point to try to get more pucks to the net and did a lot more, created a lot more offense from within the zone. And the result was they were able to get two goals in. So, but again, we battled back and tied it, and we had a chance at the end.
Your defense came up big yesterday. Besides Brittany Mowat's 40 saves, your team blocks 31 shots from the Gophers. That's a lot of offense, isn't it?
It is. You know, and again, that's the type of team they are. They'll try to get a lot of pucks to the net, but I was really proud of the girls for again, you know, you block 31 shots. That's an awful lot. And that's, you know, that's 2-3 goals you're saving and maybe even getting things going the other way. So, you know, we've talked about that all year long, too, just the willingness that this team has shown to play that way and to be a team that's hard to play against. And, you know, to have an opportunity against a team like Minnesota, a chance to have success, you need to play that way. And our girls were doing that.
Speaking of success against teams like Minnesota, your record against ranked opponents this year, 6-4-1. What do you credit that success to? Do you think your team just plays up to its opponents?
You know, I think, you know, they've gained the confidence that they can play with anybody. You know, certainly having that success against those teams early in the year helps. But, you know, that's the mindset we want to have is it doesn't matter who we play or where we play. You know, if we go out and play the way we're capable of, we're always going to have a chance. And you know, I've said before countless times that there's no guarantees in this game because, you know, goaltending, puck luck, you name it. There's things that will always factor in. But if you consistently play the same way, play for each other, everybody provide leadership, work hard, you're always going to have a chance. And I think they've seen that. They believe in that, and they go out and play that way.
It is senior weekend. I know you haven't had a lot of time to spend with the seniors just one season, but what can you tell me about each of them, beginning with Janessa Filipczyk?
Well, first of all, I wish I had more time with them. I mean, just a tremendous group of young ladies. To their parents, they did a great job. They're all just wonderful, wonderful young ladies, and they're going to go on and be successful at whatever they choose to do, and they're going to be great ambassadors for our program and for this university. They're just great people. Janessa is just extremely hardworking, a very loyal team first type player. Would come to every day, work hard, regardless of whether she saw her name in the lineup or not. She was there supporting her team and her teammates, and just always had a big smile when she came into the hockey facility, and just a real pleasure to coach.
Rachel Kelly.
Rachel, just a little mischievous, likes to have fun. I was always amazed at how connected she was with what was going on with high school teams and high school players, and she knew a lot of the players we were looking at recruiting, and it was unique to find that out. But again, just a very skilled hockey player, scored some big goals for us. Obviously had the tough situation with the injury, but. She's been a player that came in here with high expectations. And I think she's worked hard to become a real solid team player, and she's given us some big moments this year.
Alex Citrowski.
Wasn't that fun seeing Citro score yesterday? Just her work ethic is incredible. She's a player that comes and we say she's hard on pucks. She's just a great F1. She's a great forechecker. Just can get up and down the ice, just an unbelievable penalty killer, someone that we can rely on in any situation defensively. And she's playing with Steph and Tugi on our top line against other teams' top lines, and has really solidified that line. And just a great, great leader. And to having her wear a letter is speaks volumes in terms of how she's respected in the locker room.
Kaylee Chapman.
Chabby, I would not want to play against her. She's hard to play against. She's physical, a great competitor. Her battle level in practice and in games is great. I mean, she just doesn't matter if it's practice or game. She's going to play hard, and that makes everybody better. And again, just really, really respect her work ethic and her commitment to her team. And another one always has a big smile on her face. Just a fun person to have around. And someone she's going to be hard to replace, because we don't have a lot of real, real physical type players, and she's one of them. And she brings that element to our team, which really helps us.
And your senior captain, Christine Grenier.
Just a great captain. Just one of the best captains that I've been involved with on either side, men or women. Puts the team first, and she's a leader by example. And she's someone that has the respect of everybody in that locker room. And she's extremely hard working on the ice, practice games, puts everything out, puts it all on the line for her teammates to see. And then she's willing to say what needs to be said in the locker room. And one of the key reasons for this team's success has been not just Christine, but that entire senior class and the leadership they've provided for the rest of them. Going to be missed, no question.
Taking a look at today's lines, I kind of glanced at them. I know Andrew was still putting them together as I headed down here, but I noticed a couple changes. What changes did you make?
Well, JP's in the lineup for sure, and we had to. Somebody comes in, somebody's got to come out, and then that wasn't an easy decision because I thought everybody was played. Everybody played extremely well yesterday, but Cicely Nelson will come out, Riley will come out, so Megan Lashenko will be centering JP and Rachel. I left Summer with Hannah and Gren, and Hubes is with Miller and Wavoda on a line. So the one question mark we have is AJ. We're gonna put her in warmups to see how it goes. Alex will bond. Will also dress, and we'll make a decision after warmups to see whether or not AJ is able to play.
Going to continue with Brittany Mowat between the pipes.
Brittany will be in net. Yep.
Coach, what's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Very similar to yesterday. We need to get pucks to the net. We need to get people in the net. I thought we did a great job of that. We created a lot of chaotic situations where we had them scrambling, but we just couldn't find a way to get pucks by the pile of bodies that were diving in front to block shots. And when you do that, obviously you get teams scrambling. So we're going to try to do that as much as we can. We just talked about trying to do a better job in our zone of picking up, boxing people out. It's such a natural reaction to turn and look for pucks, but we just can't do that against a team like Minnesota. You need to keep your heels to the net and try to box out and get sticks. And if we can do that, it's going to help, because Britt's going to stop the initial shot. And if we can help her out when it comes to that kind of thing, it's going to help us out. And just go out and play Beaver hockey.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.